This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia launched one of its largest attacks against Ukraine on Friday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia still had enough missiles for several more massive strikes, like the one it launched earlier that day against Ukraine's electrical generating system. At least four people have been reported dying during the attacks. The United States will also provide additional security assistance to Ukraine. Speaking to VOA, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby says that air defense capabilities are becoming a chief requirement of Ukraine's military after Russia's unprecedented airstrikes.
What we're focused on is making sure that they can defend their territory, they can win back lost ground that the Russians have illegally taken from them. And that's why so much of the capabilities we've been providing them are designed to do exactly that.
Asked if Washington would heed Russia's warning not to deliver sophisticated Patriot air defense missiles or risk the consequences, Kirby replied that Russia will not dictate to the United States or any other country what security assistance it would provide to Ukraine. At least one person has died and 10 more were injured on Friday after protesters were attempting to storm a Peruvian airport when they clashed with police and army. In the capital of Lima, Peru, Peruvians for Peace took to the streets to denounce violence and terrorism during the recent days of political turmoil that have claimed at least 16 lives. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform or download our mobile application for even more stories that are updated 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Twitter's unprecedented suspension of at least five journalists over claims they revealed the real-time location of owner Elon Musk drew swift backlash from government officials, advocacy groups, and journalism organizations across the globe on Friday. In a 24-hour poll later by Musk on Twitter on whether to restore the journalists' accounts, nearly 60% of the votes were in favor of restoring them immediately, but that hasn't happened just as yet. More from VOA's Melissa Melton.
A spokesman for the United Nations says the UN is very disturbed by the arbitrary suspension of journalists on Twitter.
Media voices should not be silenced on a platform that professes to be a space for freedom of speech.
VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman was among several journalists suspended from Twitter late Thursday. Counts for several other major journalism outlets, CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and some independent journalists showed similar messages. It wasn't immediately clear why the accounts were suspended. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Malaysian officials say that 21 people, including five children, died Friday morning in a landslide at an unlicensed campsite at a farm in Selangor State, bordering the capital, Kuala Lumpur. The Associated Press reported that rescue workers found the bodies of a mother and a toddler, daughter hugging one another in a heart-rending scene. Emergency workers are still looking for 12 people deemed missing. The U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol will meet again on Monday to vote on whether or not to refer charges to the Department of Justice. From the Associated Press, Lisa Dwyer.
The House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is considering recommending that the Justice Department pursue three criminal charges against former President Donald Trump, including insurrection. The panel is also considering recommending prosecutors pursue charges for obstructing an official proceeding and conspiring to defraud the United States. The decision to issue referrals is not unexpected. Representative Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the committee, has for months been hinting at sending the Justice Department criminal referrals based on the extensive evidence the nine-member panel has gathered since it was formed in July 2021. The panel is set to meet publicly on Monday, where the recommendation would be made public. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Somali government says that 88 al-Shabaab militants were killed this week in a joint operation by the army as well as a local clan militia in central Somalia. And later on Saturday, the third-place game of the World Cup will get underway in Qatar. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.